say, it's planning, I think, not to stay, but there's no reason his fair plan should have gone, move around among the cantor, or they just move to San Clemente, and we're not gonna be doing anything down there. If you just see the night, you know, if it comes down grass day, or in the afternoon, Sunday, but I urge you to do it. I don't know about the others, but they, it'd be nice if they could stay at Cayman, or there are better camps.
Yeah, they can do us, do you more good, I would think, if some of the other camps, maybe with it.
Yeah, well, we have their fence place, yeah, move around, could really try to, I don't know, it could be.
Well, my spot is at Owl's Nest, which is good.
It's a good one. It's a good one. There's a good one, probably.
Mitchell had already been invited to the Gorling, and they didn't want to do it.
I think I'll go to the camp if he can invite him to Owl's Nest, it'd be a very good one for, Cayman. So, you might check those out.
Yeah.
Got some more positive comments. From the head of the East Asian Center, honesty must prevail over envy. My heartfelt congratulations on a stroke that has cleared the air and will do a great deal for the general good. I never really believed it could happen. If you can now do it well in Indochina, we will all put on a very large banquet of crow in the Harvard Field House. I have no intention of going back to Harvard.
No, I have no intention of going back to
Oh, God, no.
Texas A&M, so. I was looking at a memory of the senior from
what there was somebody put out that letter to the astronaut's daughter.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. But CBS picked it up.
It must have been put out for Russians. We didn't put it out. I didn't put it out.
Who the hell had it? I don't know. I saw it.
Our people put it out because we had told the Brain and we wouldn't. And he said,
well, for Christ's sake, I didn't tell anybody to put it out.
I didn't think you had. It was my understanding that you know, that we had floated it and left it. But the idea that if the Russians put it out, that was honest. They didn't.
Well, I don't think the Brain was jacked in the sense that you just figured some secretary because we didn't do the thing.
I'll find out. I thought maybe you knew where.
Hell no. I haven't even heard of it. I wrote the letter.
No.
And had Hay deliver it.
That's right.
And said we would, that I, you were wrong. I said, Hay deliver it. And I said that it was not our custom to put it out. But I had no objection. They wanted to prevent the release.
I don't think they put it. Gromykom hinted to being of an interest in Brezhnev's contact with you, and I think we ought to shut it off through that channel because they'll just start leaking it all over the place. I think we ought to play it. We know how to get it on the summit with you, on a direct contact with you.
Good to
Americans won't overthrow Jews. And the French said, it's so funny, they don't ask for coalition government. They say the Americans should overthrow Jews, which is a hell of a demand to make. It's a good record to build if it breaks down on that. And the Breland had that same story. So we'll know one thing by the middle of August. This is as close as anyone is ever going to get to settling.
No question.
If they don't, only we've got it to the yes or no point. It can't go anywhere from there. If they say no, I told the Breland, you know, I just don't understand them, because a year from now, few will be stronger, will be weaker. They're fighting to get us to do something which we'll be physically incapable of doing if the war goes on another year. So what's the point? And so he didn't argue much. Now, I don't know whether they'll.
What are your other kind of house?
Another letter from Harvard.
Yeah.
From a former Harvard student, though you do not know it and probably won't know it, I have been one of the strongest critics at Harvard of the politics pursued by Mr. Nixon and yourself. Consequently, I feel that an apology is due to you. And then three pages of apology. Here is from the French ambassador to NATO, Francois de Rose, whom I've known for a long time. You're so busy, a man, that I do not want to take much of your time. But I want you to know that the Nixon administration had brought imagination and courage to in international politics to a degree that was rarely equaled. There are certainly difficult times ahead in this Chinese venture, and I do not share the illusion of those who think that it is enough to meet your opponent to solve the differences. But it is because I know that men who can have faith without illusion, that I have hope. Good luck, Toronto Adira.
Well, you know, I was thinking, I was took a look at the couple things. Don't give anybody hell for putting out the letter, because they may have thought it was done, but I don't know that anybody. I wrote the damn thing by hand. See, Ray Price is the only other one that knew it, because I asked him to give me some thoughts. But, you know, I don't know how to know it is, but would you find out?
Yeah,
I sure will. Because I was surprised to see that, and be sure that they know it was done by hand. They said that. The reporter said it was written by hand, right? Too, because I don't do that by hand. I was reading the guy's story on Magnum. Henry, he talked to him and he gave him hell about Earth, too.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, so the Earth thing is really bugging him.
And so but Scally, he thinks, is doing an actual hatchet job.
That's got to stop, Bob. If that is the case.
Oh, I don't think it is.
Well, that's my point. I don't think it is either, but it's got his, I mean, he's got to know it stopped or never started or something.
Ehrlichman, he thinks, is undercutting him.
But did he start what he means by that?
He said every time he's got a domestic drawer, Ehrlichman fixes it so that he can assert himself.
He can't.
Ehrlichman wants him off the ticket, and I said I've never heard any such discussion.
That's correct. Henry,
Sure.
States, those are the things that shouldn't worry.
And I told them, good God, I said, now you look at Seoul. I said, we are freezing them during a period when we can't get the money to go into new strategic projects. And after 72, we'll be a hell of a lot freer to go to these things.
Why don't you get a hold of Bob Mitchell and tell him that the barrier now hit it harder than vertically concerning, and he's just got to get the hold to sit down with some of those conservative people and lay the wood to him. They have, probably that you ought to see some of the other gurus of the bunch. There's Jim Byrne, for example, who's very smart.
Oh, yeah. And he's a good...
he's an equal follow and smart and honest. And just the fellows that I don't see them. Well, I don't know whether it's better to see them in a group or not, but...
I'll have to put them down for lunch at the platter.
I know. But, yes, well, I guess he's the national review.
Yeah.
Well, he's very smart. Meyer, you know.
Yes.
Why don't you have two at a time, two or three?
Right, I haven't seen Meyer in ages. I used to talk to him a lot on the phone.
There's Meyer and Burnham.
Meyer is a little wacky, but he's a very bright fellow.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, you can sort of let them in on the conspiracy deal. They basically, they're started that way anyway.
Yeah.
It's really something, though. They're so goddamn dumb.
So unimaginative. I told them that this has, that I said, why is Hanoi screaming so much?
Yeah, why is Moscow screaming?
Why is Moscow screaming? The Russians are, I haven't seen them breathe in as tame as this in ages. And we'll get to summit. I'm absolutely confident. Our problem is going to be to keep them from offering it before we've announced the Peking date.
You can go ahead as well and speak to Rogers about those two things.
September 27th.
The Sato thing, it's a hell of a lot better, actually, for me to do there than to try to put him on for a visit here.
Oh,
I think
a
Japanese state visit is a pain in the ass, but I wouldn't mind going to Anchorage. And what I want to do is just go while I'm out in California. I'll have to make an excuse to be in California the latter part of September, and then I can flip up to Anchorage.
Right.
That way we can handle the Japanese with a gesture that will mean far more to bring home here.
Oh, a hell of a lot more.
That's with Hirohito or such?
With Hirohito. Hirohito is flying through Anchorage.
On his way to Europe.
On his way to Europe.
So the next is down on his stop up. Say welcome.
He could have, well, depending what time of day it is.
Yeah, you ought to
lunch or dinner.
Lunch or something.
I don't know how the time zones work. But it has a tremendous impact in Japan.
Yeah. Now, if you let Bill know.
I let him know immediately.
I just say to Bill that I want him to handle it.
Oh, yeah.
And on the Hirohito one, I said, I'm not going to do this tour. Who raised that with you, the Hirohito?
I raised with them the idea of doing
the chief business on the 28th.
He had I think on the 20th.
Yep.
Well, we could be probably back from Anchorage. The night off, like.
I wouldn't mind coming back if we have it at lunch. If it's a lunch thing, there's no problem.
No, well, it's not a lunch. It's a statement.
I know that, Bob.
Well, you can just find out. He's under the hearing for the demand. So yeah, but lunch is current. Lunch there is,
that's right, 6 hours.
Yeah.
It's a long time. We've got to check. You just get on the plane right back. That's the point. I had to ride all night to do it. Is there anything?
Let's see whether we can move it back a day or two.
Well, move Medici a day.
That's what I mean. We can't move the Emperor.
No. Well, you can easily, you, that's, they see if they can move Medici one day.
Yeah.
That's what they'd have to do. You can't move the Emperor because he's got his locked end of the year.
No,
the
can't be moved. And we don't want him overnight in Anchor.
Oh, right, you know, I want to stay overnight in Anchor.
Because from California. But I don't think that's getting anywhere. They would have ruined it in the mood of June if we had announced it ahead of time. They would have.
That's the way they write, but it's very close to what you know.
China Public?
China. It says as well, talks about the conservative thing. I mean, we leave a little right on the right, as we know.
Oh, yeah.
From a policy standpoint. But we don't want to allow, you know, the political thing. That's why I have it. Oh, we're short on brief. Excuse me. For all the argument against him, and Alan says I'm brief. Those newsmen supposed to stick with Kissinger were loaded in Pakistan, losing these games, they're carving over Nixon Sprague, who was a cover-up for the greatest journalist in the country for a decade.
Except for the foreign heads of government, he'd be
No, you don't have press conferences every day.
I don't have any press conferences.
No, if he...
If he's wrong to have press conferences, because that just subjects him to their questions instead of doing his. He should do an event or some public thing that he makes him write a story.
Well, what if he wasn't going to do that? He should have scheduled meetings for himself with officials from morning till night and handed out the schedules.
Yeah.
Then they would have had to write, we don't see him, but he is
like
being God.
But he's working his ass off. But Henry did that. See, Henry, but instead they know he isn't seeing anybody. They say Henry's schedule was so heavy. And incidentally, Rogers does the same thing. Rogers mentioned this on the phone when I called him about this and told him thank you for going to the airport. It was a nice thing to do.
What's a nice thing?
Nobody else wanted to go out there.
No, what's a nice
But anyway, Rogers said, well, the major mistake he thought was in not working hard. He said that, and as Billy mentioned, that your trip had been well covered that way. Rogers and he goes, he just, and where's the press on?
That's
and
right.
The press has to write.
That's right.
Does he try?
I never saw the press. I never talked to them, but I published a schedule every day that had about 10 appointments on it. So, can they write respectfully?
Great. Sure do. And they can go talk to the people that you talk to, and they get some snippets here and there and everything.
That's right. And then they see activity, but when he neither had crowd shots, no one saw a lot of officials, then they had, then they had plenty to write, then they could carve it, and they hate him anyway.
Well, anyway, he's pretty goddamn hurt. I don't think this is what we ought to put on an explorer trip. Do you?
No, sir.
He wants to go to Iran in October.
For that 200th anniversary?
No, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah. Why don't we let him do Greece?
And he wants to do Greece on that, okay.
What do you mean? Let us just let him do it. Christ Almighty. We can't do any...
We practically promised him that. And,
I think that's a good idea. He just would go over to Greece and do that celebration in Iran. And come back.
The New York Times would scream, but...
So they will. They scream at him anyway. And us. But he is a Greek.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake, he ought to go to Greece. There's something you can balance Greece with. There's a third country. Well, that's enough. No, Iran balances it completely. Represents us the 200th or the 1000th anniversary of the
kingdom. The Iranians have sort of subtly suggested that the man they'd really like is LBJ.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, somebody suggested.
As a former president.
Could both of them go? No, hold on. He could, but I couldn't.
I don't know why not.
Well, they both have got some likes, but it's. Because Teddy Roosevelt did a lot of that, you know, as a former president.
Because Johnson is vain enough to love an assignment like this.
If he's well enough to do it. Wonderful.
And he'd like to be asked.
And he went with the vice president, yeah. Well, it'd be hard to go with the vice president because they say she appointed in one sweep. You know, I mean, he ought to have his own plane. He sent a couple of planes over to him, go, and so forth. Well, I think that to get Agnew off, I'd let him know civil that the Greece thing is fine.
Yeah.
So if he gets his date, would you do that?
Yeah.
Tell him that this will be a good time. And then let him go to Iran, too. But I don't think we don't, if the march is turned mainland, it's not Johnson. It has to be. We'll find something else for Johnson. I would like to send Johnson a good foreign assignment, though.
And Johnson has never asked for anything, so he doesn't even know this has been suspected.
Yeah. But otherwise, I just don't think we could have him running around the world.
Yeah, no, no.
No. Oh, Johnson, no problem. Now, if he goes, it ought to be 3 or 4 days, and it ought to be tightly scheduled, controlled, set up.
Yeah. We made a mistake in letting it turn into a complete... You talked to me about it, actually. You said that... I remember you told me that if you had ever gone to Eisenhower and said you wanted a trip like that, there would have been hell to pay. You wouldn't have done it, you said, but he just came in and added countries as if it were a personal pleasure trip.
Yeah. Hell, as a matter of fact, not only hell to pay, everything I did was always on the basis of being requested to go there, and I worked his situation now, they just don't, they think, what the hell, he's just gadflying around. Yet he does things, he thinks very well.
He does them with great dignity, and he's been extremely loyal. He's
absolutely,
when he hasn't been, it's really been a mistake. It's not been,
that's right, sir,
you know, that he just get carried away by something.
That's right. He's totally loyal, no question about that. Hell, anybody can make a mistake about something. I was concerned about what he said about the Africans and all that sort of thing. Sure, it's just dumb. But
it wasn't even true. It was, it was bad judgment.
He got sucked into that damn, I know what happened. Some oppressed people, he was mad. And wanted to kill him. So, please just quit talking about it. Okay, they don't. I know how they feel. The guy
comments that, on the contrary, you've always defended him, spoken warmly of him. And I think he believes that. I don't believe there's any personal feeling.
It's always worked this way. But on the other hand, Henry, he is, in my opinion, rapidly displaying qualities which make it very difficult for him to be in the top position. Would you agree or not?
I would, yeah. There's a petulance about him and also a superficiality. And it's,
that's what you feel.
Oh, yeah. He's got a theory, for example. He thinks that Peking and Moscow have a deal.
Oh, okay. That's
in which they're sucking us in, and one is the heavy and one is the good guy.
that's part of the conservative line, too.
Good.
Yeah, that there really isn't a split, not the price.
I said no.
You could have said that 5 years ago, but not now.
Why are they building air raid shelters in North Vietnam, in North China? Certainly not against us, because if they did, they would have built them in the 50s.
Well, why do they have those millions of men lined up on the borders?
Why do the Russians have a million men on their borders? It's absurd. They've just shifted two more air regiments, they call them, from Western Europe to the Siberian borders.
Well, that shows you.
But it's a sort of crudeness.
He probably read some article in Human Events. I'll bet he sits there and reads Human Events from cover to cover. And when you read that, you get all of
it. But if he followed the intelligence reports, which he does get after all, he would realize that, you know, you can say this trip to Peking may blow up. I can understand the Buchanan arguments.
Yeah.
They're sophisticated.
Right.
But to say that it's a plot between Moscow and Peking in which they are going to whipsaw you to defeat you in the election, that shows a total lack of understanding of how the communist mind works and what's possible there.
Listen, these conservatives don't know how the communist mind works.
That's right.
They really don't. I've talked to them many times. They have the slightest idea. That's why they never understood me. You know, I mean, they have, because I'm way beyond their comprehension.
Oh, you're much more subtle.
They don't see all the ins and outs of the goddamn thing. They're just unbelievable.
Well, Buckley, the Senator Buckley recognizes that. But he just isn't bright enough. The trouble with him is, I think it'd be helpful though if he could say he'd seen you and
sure,
speak with some authority.
Make the appointment today. That's
good.
Therefore, we'll do that.
where this guy Perry is the president of Grove, is opposed to your coming. He's...
Okay, should we knock him off?
Well, I don't know. I've been trying to check it out, and I don't think so, but I just assume, like, I got it in my ears. Ron, at my suggestion, talked to Walter Trohan last night. I asked him to call in to get squared away on the press, the whole, you know, the reaction, press thing and all that. Your speech is going to be recorded. CBS has already told Ron that they've made a deal and they've got it covered. UPI has...
Recorded by a guest, by member,
probably. UPI has refused to abide by our press rule. They will not in any way take... They wouldn't consider any pool coverage, you know, that proposal that we had talked about. They wouldn't consider it because they will... They say they can get the story and they're not going to be bound by any rules on that off the record. The Grove concern that Trohan talked with Ron about the coverage thing on that. It ended Ron
halfway. Let me say, Trohan was opposed. And so it was for my coming person or letter sent to the guest and I wrote, said I agreed I wouldn't come.
Right.
That was when, and I should have filled Ron in on this before he talked to Trohan.
I did.
You did?
Okay.
Yeah. Did Ron tell Trohan the plan to come in without the press?
Yes,
without Secret Service.
Yes, he knows.
Yeah. What was Trohan's view?
Kind of not coming. Trohan's view was
not coming.
He still wanted, you know, he didn't get it. Ron didn't raise the question whether he'll come or not come. They finished the whole thing and Ron said something about, well, I guess everybody's, you know, looking forward to the visit or something. And Trohan said, well, can I speak with you very frankly? And Ron said, of course. Then he said, let me point out that there are, and this apparently is some of the old guard. I can see how would be there. What they're concerned about, and I checked with our advance man who's out there, whose brother is a member of the Grove, who has spoken about, has so low-keyed his advance that he can't give me much of a reading.
Right.
But he said one of the concerns is that
breaks the Grove tradition.
No, it's not that it breaks the tradition, it's that it puts a public spotlight on the Grove. And that there is the appearance there of this secret gathering over 3 weeks of all the power in the country, and what the hell are they up to, for one thing.
Yeah.
The other thing, the drinking and debauchery business,
right,
is there. They've got a lot of prostitutes in the area, apparently, that they bring in, and they're afraid that's going to be, apparently, the huge encampment of the lumber mill or something. I don't know.
Montreal.
But,
all the horrors.
That isn't that bad.
That's really tall morning.
I sure it is.
It's part of every old tradition.
And
some of the underdogs do down there. It's true, Ron.
But it's they're afraid that by putting the spotlight on,
let me say this.
Also, that the location of the Grove will be so pinpointed publicly.
Let me
get an illustration.
I frankly don't think myself, and I just don't think that we should have probably gone through this earlier. And I think we can gracefully get out of it. What the hell, so I don't come. And then frankly, there'll be a lot of people within the Grove. Those people that think I should have will just be pissed off as hell at the old guard. And the old guard guys will have to take it. We'll just say the president in deference to the puts the Grove above the idea of coming. He'd like to come and will not come. I think we ought to do it that way. And I just don't think we ought to chuck it out there.
I'm trying to get
run all the negatives.
I think like I'm going to get some other reasons. Dick Moore's out there, and I've been trying to get to him.
You see, don't have people that are just going to tell us that who would like to him. Let me say this. I know the Grove well. The overwhelming majority would love it.
That's the
overwhelming majority would love it.
That's
the
Moore.
But on the other hand, it's like these goddamn conservatives. The overwhelming majority would love it. And if you've got them nitpickers, could
sure.
Just knock your brains out.
Sure.
I don't know Baird, who the hell he is. What's he?
He is, Walter Baird is his name. He's the head of Pricewaterhouse in New York.
Oh, Pricewater, I met him.
He's an accountant type, and he's about your age, I guess. Not one of the older guys.
Yeah. Oh, but I don't know this Baird. The one I know is Julian Baird. From his father.
This is Walter Baird. And what Joanne then said is, Baird is particular. Baird, when our advance man got there, he dealt with Baird. And Baird, the advance man said, is there, he asked the first question about a helicopter landing. Baird said, let me start out by saying that I sincerely hope that in making this quick check, you will then report back to Washington, but it isn't feasible for the president to come. But Mike said, as they got through the whole thing, and Mike made it clear to him, we didn't plan to bring any reporters, you didn't plan to have Secret Service men, you weren't going to bring a whole entourage in and all this stuff, that he backed down. By the time they finished the planning meeting, Baird was really quite,
are we sure this will be,
we cannot let Dennis Mann,
talk themselves into what we want, get the goddamn truth without our heart off.
I told him that. He said, the guy said at the beginning, that, but he said, by the time we were there, we didn't push the helicopter, we didn't push the, anything.
They do a good job.
That he backed, he by then was his guard was much more relaxed. Trojan says that Baird sent you a very tough letter earlier in the year saying, please do not come to the Grove. But Trojan intercepted the letter.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Baird apparently consulted with him, with Trojan, and Trojan said, you can't write a letter like that to the President of the United States and to a fellow Bohemian. You can't tell a Bohemian.
Why did he write it? Why did he write the letter? Baird, because of this?
Baird, because it had been discussed amongst others inviting God. And so you decided, no, this
is what happened to him. Baird, Democrat, or Republican?
I don't know. But then they don't think it's political. That was why Trojan wrote his letter to you saying you shouldn't come.
Right.
He wrote a milder letter.
Well, Trojan, there he is. Trojan was the one that urged me to come earlier.
I know.
He's shifted the seat.
That's right.
Then he changed his mind, so I said, fine, I won't go.
And Trojan's view now is not that it's, that there's any unanimous view you shouldn't come. It's that there is a little segment.
Is it worth it, though? Is it really worth it to go the hell out there and have a little segment raising hell?
Well, that's my question.
That's my question.
You've got to go.
Yeah. Well, I swear to God, I will never tell a goddamn screwing press again when I know you arrest her. Never, never, never. And I'm never going to tell them again when I know you can. And I'm going to go off to Florida or other places. We missed where we've been. We've gone overboard in this one.
That
I know Ron was greatly concerned about the other night when I got the report on because I went to the baseball game without telling them. Screw them. I'm going to go again. They're never going to know.
No problem.
They're overdoing this business of having to inform the press. We just overdo it.
Did find out at the restaurant, Perino told him the wine price, and it wasn't the press that was in covering it, it was the people outside. He was outside talking to
them. Boy, damn Robert, after a almost
he threw the whole menu, went through the whole thing. Well, as you can see, he's a little senile.
Yeah. Well, Ron had a way of putting it down. I mean, they just put it in a bag rather than a,
yeah.
Rather than a bottle of bag. It's about three bottles. Two and a half. Sort of a special thing in a bag. It's a,
yeah.
A real big deal. Oh, well, it's just one of those. One of those things.
I don't think there's a damn thing wrong with it. Christ.
Oh, I don't know. There may be. Celebrating and spending $40 a bottle of wine. They tell me it's a hell of a fair amount of people. It's not my own IPR people tell me.
Yeah.
This is a terrible thing. You know, the lieutenant was very upset to do something.
Yeah, I've been trying to find people who bothered by it.
It may be we just get that. I think that too often our own people are always looking for the negatives. You know?
Well, they're.
Because they're doing something. New Year's Eve parties are terrible. And that's basically like Santa parties. Now we know they're going.
like what I imagine the Bohemian Grove is.
Well, Bohemian Grove, Garcia, where it's made,
where they have marvelous food and a lot of booze, and everybody, and a lot of heavy gambling, card playing. They gamble on their own rocks. They gamble on everything. You know, they throw jackknives to the line and gamble on that.
Really?
And of course, by writing things. And then they all have this big fun where, you know, it's some clever thing where you take a big bag of horseshit and pour it in some guy's sleeping bag or something. And everybody thinks that's just funny as hell. They laugh for days about it. All of a sudden, I don't think I
have a person that I get me kicked in the mouth while I'm on the subject that I don't like. And then I don't like this. I guess it's just the way we all are. Everybody's different. Christ is a yacht. You ever been in a yacht with a group of friends?
It's horrible.
It's a horrible pain in the ass.
Yeah, I love to sail. I sail by myself. I get in a boat alone.
They get on there and they drink and everything. Well, I don't
take one of their
friends. I go, like, for example, when I go out with Proposal, that's fine. I don't mind that event. Or I don't mind old Bob Adam on. But the funny thing, the interesting thing about both of those people, they both sit there and they're somewhat like that. They sit there and they don't say a goddamn word to me. Sometimes we'll come down and start talking, but most of the time each guy goes to himself. But there are very few people that will do that. Or I can't even,
threw up the gridiron. That's a good gridiron. Three-fourths of them are just slobbering and drunk.
That's right. Then don't you think they're terrible? That's why they get in fights. And that's another reason, you know, that I could kind of get up here, because I just can't stand. And I've had times, I mean, I've been through the times, and I've been out partying and but I cannot stand doing it in the company of a large people group, because then, you know, people come up to you with the most inane shit, you know, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
And they all look so terrible, too. Start losing it up. Oh, and all he's on the plane with communications people. Way to California. What would you say to this? Not over the road and right on California. No.
Where's I thought about that, but I don't see how you can make any sense out of it. I think if you don't...
And I just look like a too perfect ass.
If you don't go to the Grove, I think you just... Problems we've set up that other thing that we can just scratch it.
With Reagan?
Well, with Reagan and that Loma Linda deal.
Well, can we put that on for the day I arrive the next week?
Yes. Yeah.
See?
Put that away.
Fine. And also, can we ask Reagan to come here then?
Sure.
Ask him to come in here for a meeting.
I'm not sure we're doing the right thing.
I think we are. I just think we are. And I don't want to second guess it, because you see, I've got to get off, get either on or off.
I know.
I got to get out and work more of a goddamn speech.
Well, that's why I'm still trying
not to listen about it. I tell you another thing. I'm not sure it's worth all this effort to put into a man's speech as off the record even for that group. I really don't think it is. Have you had a chance since then to reread that 67 speech? Did you ever reread it recently?
I just did yesterday.
Well, I told you, basically, when you think that thing was going to be on a goddamn note. Now, that took me, however, it's back to the point. I went down John Davies to that place in Alcoa, and I wrote for 4 days. And I worked like a son of a bitch. But if you read that speech, Bob, when you figure that I didn't do anything, any staff at all, nobody prepared a goddamn line. But that's my style.
Yeah.
And that is a hell of a good speech.
Yep.
Don't you agree? It sure is. And it really, you know,
it has some sort of
truth. It has what has examples in it.
Yeah.
And I pulled this man, and I go for this man. And it ends with a high note. Now, can't you get that to Price and the boys and say, no, this is the way he thinks, you know what I mean? And you notice it moves from one place to another.
Out of the net.
The difficulty with writers is that they have to have what they call transition.
Yeah.
You don't need a transition there. You notice I say, let us look at the world, let us look at Latin America, let us turn now to Asia. You don't have to say it. As we look at Latin America, we must remember that Asia is very different. You see my point? That's why you write it. That's why you say it. You take people like a Grove, you know, the example I was going to use was to say how the world was 21 years ago when I first went to the Grove. And I say, how does it look today? And I said, we had to see when there was war in Vietnam. But I said, right at this moment, 3 hours ago, some men are walking on the moon. And they look down at the earth. What do they see? Vietnam's a tiny speck. But then they see the whole world. Let's look at it that way. Well, that's the kind of thing, yeah.
That's great.
You see, that's the kind of thing.
It's a shame not to do it.
No, I'll do it in other places. I can do it tomorrow out there at the... Yeah, sure. Yeah, I haven't got much to say there anyways. Goddamn damn.
It's not bad enough. There's a lot of TV coverage there, but we'll get a little blip on this.
Let's not throw off. I understand. That's when we say is it wrong or right. I don't want you to call up to get lobbied on because naturally.
But we will.
Yeah, I know you get lobbied.
Because it's been announced. It was, you know, it's been on the papers, which are coming.
Right.
So that's what's bothered the old ones, is that it was in the papers.
Oh, shit. That's too bad. So how they...
back. There is, when I talked to Conley last night about it, he said, yeah, he said, gee, that's great. He really appreciated your thinking of it. And we scored a point just by asking how
good.
But then he said,
international monetary.
He said, I'm sure I can go, but I better confirm it to you tomorrow morning. And he says, I'm not sure I should be out of town. And I said, well, the president mentioned that you might feel that the international situation was such that you shouldn't go, but you know, I want to raise it. He said, well, to be perfectly frank with you, I was thinking about raising the question of whether the president should be gone this weekend. So I'm not at all sure that if something's breaking, maybe we don't want to be there. But he said, if I'm with him at all, we can handle it wherever we are. Which of course you can. That's the thing.
I think you got a record.
You can be president anywhere.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I think
my answer that may be being with me forward to. Well, we're not going to go left ahead. That's not going to trigger into something. That's Paul Booker. That's not going to influence people over there. They're going to do it against you. We can. Not a long chance that something did happen.
Well, if it happened, he probably wouldn't be at the Grove anyway. He'd be at the Western White House or somewhere. He might not do anything he wants from there.
Sure, but I kind of feel on this thing. It's better to talk
friends, you know, that are there are going to say, gee, it's a terrible mistake now that he's planning to come. He should sure come. No, it'll be in the front. Well, it's not. That's, they can't peddle that on the grounds that you're using for not coming. We'll make sure they peddle it. We can dramatize them a little after growth and just say it was clear that, in trying to work out the arrangements, it was absolutely clear that they're just, the press won't make it possible for the President of the United States to do this kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Put it right on the press.
He as a Bohemian, would never permit violation of the Grove Charter.
My point is, I think it's very simple. The Grove is a 100-year tradition that has never been broken of off-the-record appearances. The press has refused to accept the that condition of the President's attendance at the Grove. They alert, take basically it. But it isn't true of you. There's just too many people whose whole life is to keep tabs on you.
You know, I never went to the girl when I was high school.
Didn't you?
I don't know what that time.
Correct.
They will write about the battle and the mother, the horrors and everything.
If they were there, they would. They would. They won't get in to see them, so they won't say, well,
there are ways to write that. They're all around the place.
They can find out from some guy who's been to the Bohemian Club and doesn't like it or something like that. But,
and that, of course, won't hurt me, you understand? But it'll hurt the club very badly. Yeah. And there's just a word that really could be about. This is an order. So that's it. Okay.
Yep.
Now, who do you have to call first? And they say, why don't you make the call rather than giving it to some second person so that it comes from the highest level? Oh, well, there's something to do. Tell me that's something to do with that. I don't care.
I think it's probably, well, no, maybe I'll call Barry.
Now put it to Barry, though, so that he isn't in any spot, just that the press would not respect the confidentiality. I mean, they've got the off-the-record rule of the Grove, the president, somebody said that, since they wouldn't have, you say they both, and mentioned CBS, the CBS, and UPI, I'd stick it to them both, so that they would not respect it. The president said under the circumstances that he could not break the 100-year tradition of the Grove, and that was it. He wants that announcement. I thought the rest of that bogeyman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we get Ron in. Good. My name is Conley. I have a feeling Conley Bradford enjoyed his dinner. I may have him over a little more for breakfast, you know. Is it?
Ziegler?
Yeah. What do you think? I hate breakfast. I hate meals of anybody. If I were to sit around the breakfast, I think I'd have to do it. I didn't want to go to lunch. Or have kids once in a while to death. Because you do. If you get a guy like that, you don't mind. You have to eat dinner. You have a little time for dinner. I have a feeling you don't mind having dinner with somebody once in a while like that.
Sure.
Do it quick.
Yeah.
And if what? You would understand.
But, you know, I think he likes going out on the boat with you, coming up here for dinner, coming up to Camp David. Like this weekend.
Yeah.
That's what you might want to do. It's just we'll cancel him out of the trip now.
Yeah, and yeah.
You'll come back tomorrow. I think
you'll leave.
Oh, well, don't let
him. If she is, sure. Yeah. Mrs. Nixon, please.
Yeah.
I won't know for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Well, the rail thing, moving quite well. Hudson went out with the McCracken.
And council's when it works. That's a damn good thing to do, whether it works or not.
It's a good start.
Go back to that Michigan Surveyor Service Center thing, and then you appear to be doing something. It just makes a hell of a lot of sense.
We gave
this morning on the radio, the whole dominant thing on the radio news is President Nixon has summoned the railroad leaders to the White House for a 9 o'clock meeting.
And we went out afterwards on camera, gave your views for free collective bargaining process. They can and are able to solve their own problem, and pointed to the seriousness with which you looked at the matter and so forth on the economic impact. I think it's playing very well. And that tied together with the steel thing, and if at all...
We can sell that without you, too.
Right.
And that...
I know, but we don't apparently do that.
No, but this is the trouble.
The trouble with Schultz. He's a great believer in not showing presidential or government interference in these things, and he's right, generally. Except that you've got to show some government interference from a public standpoint.
At least
show
government
after like Kennedy cursing out the steel thing. People say that hurt him. It didn't hurt him at all. It helped him enormously.
It made 6 years of the president's mad as hell and forever.
Yeah.
Won him about 6 million Americans.
And the American people said, well, they should have told that son of a bitch.
They think they are sons of bitches.
That's right. And they also think the labor leaders are.
That's right.
So you've got to call a man and kick him in the ass.
Oh, listen, you get to this process that John Robson did, that
John
Robson or Robson.
Robson.
Did for Johnson that Rumsfeld keeps kicking on that doesn't involve the president at all, but Robson was in here and he spent all his time hauling people in and jawboning them. And they didn't put public word out that he was doing it, but in the industries they knew the White House cared and the word was around that way and amongst the unions that the White House was trying to do something. They didn't really get into it, but they appeared to be.
Why don't we do that?
Well, that's what Rumsfeld's been arguing for a year and a half that we should do.
Well, a good line, too, for example, with Ussery, where the president instructed Ussery to go to Cleveland to meet with Luna. You know, that's...
Ussery is the guy to do with this kind of thing. You can have Ussery sitting here in the White House and just hauling people in all day, every day, or going out and
also calling these people in. I decided to do Ken's role thing, which will be a relief to everybody. The basis for it is this. This is the 100th anniversary of the World Club. It has for 100 years an unbroken tradition of being up in its head. Of course, in that 100 years, thousands of years, an unbroken tradition along the way. I learned, however, due to the fact that the press, and I am criticized, but the press, as you mentioned, the city, particularly the CBS network, and United Press, among others, have indicated that they will not respect that off-the-record condition that the president should, as a member of the Looking In Group, does not want to break that tradition because, of course, it would destroy it for all time to come, too. So that's that. That's the basis for it. Now, as I understand, CBS said they did have a way of covering.
They implied that. They did not say that.
UPI said they would not respond.
Well, CBS implied that they had a source in there. UPI.
Right, they had one network. Right. There's one television network and one on the wire services indicated that they were not going to. One of the wire services had already indicated.
UPI was the firmest. They said that they would not.
Fine. Take it on. They said that. That's right. And so that's the case. And understand that we aren't criticized. Because I believe if that's the case, that I don't know.
Okay.
And incidentally, that'll be a good way to get on the grid next year. Exactly the same theory. The Gridiron's Club, exclusive club. I've never heard a press man raise a question on the off-the-record content of the president of the Gridiron.
No.
Have you? Because I spoke to him twice. Well, I spoke to Gridiron, and he's probably more than anybody else, 6, 8, 10 times.
Of course, even the Gridiron
stuff raised a question.
The Gridiron stuff gets in the paper.
Not what the president said.
Not what the president
said. The Gridiron Club
publishes the songs.
Right.
But they do not put out the speech.
They never put out, I've never seen the Gridiron speech put out.
after I had talked to you. No, the fellow who was his prospector, and I can't bring to mind, said, they apparently tried to go across the Russian River in canoes.
Well, we understand all that. They, and I could, and I understand that, but the thing was, the water did, it was a very different position from the candidate. He could use controversy.
The pressure is...
Somebody must have, because the Russians would, well, the Russians could have. somebody obviously thought he was doing a good thing and put it out for the purpose of getting it out, as we do lots of things.
Yeah. Well, I understand. I don't want to berate them, except that they...
See, we have a program of following up on getting those letters out to people around the
world. They all know it. They heard it all.
I don't know.
The whole point of this, well, it's a hell of a good letter. It was a hell of a good letter. It was handwritten, and it's a hell of a good story, provided it had been handled as I wanted it to be handled. If they wanted out, fine, but if they did, I wouldn't put it out.
I agree, and that's what you told me, and that's, it was, I didn't know anybody knew you had written it even. You would get there at 3:45, you'd be at the house at 4:30 on Saturday. You could go and still take Mitchell and Conley along if you wanted to.
And I don't think it's worth wearing my sister.
Well, that's what I just like.
Better than most because of just taking good care of myself, and I just don't think
you look for it?